This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Hamas militants released a third group of hostages, including a four-year-old American girl on Sunday, with more Palestinian prisoners freed in exchange, as a source close to the group said it was willing to prolong the pause in fighting.
2 days ago, one of our fellow Americans, a little girl named Abigail, who turned 4 years old, she spent her birthday, that birthday, and at least 50 days before that, held hostage by Hamas. Today, she's free, and Jill and I, together with so many Americans, are praying for the fact that she is going to be all right.
Her parents were killed by Hamas militants on October 7th in the attacks. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Sunday's releases bring the total number of Hamas hostages freed to 39 since Friday. In exchange, a further 39 Palestinian prisoners were freed on Sunday. A source close to Hamas said the movement, which has an armed wing, was willing to extend the pause for up to 4 days beyond its initial expiration. A military armory in Sierra Leone's capital, Freetown, came under attack on Sunday. The government announced it has imposed an immediate national curfew. The government said those attempting to break into the armory at a major army barracks had been repelled. German missionary Father Hans Joachim Lahori, who was kidnapped in Mali's capital last year, according to a church official, has been freed by his captors. We're attempting more information on that story.